Do you love to read books but don't know what to read? Then you should listen to this ColiCast. Hi, my name is Alana, and the students of Room 34 are going to tell you about one book they read and loved in literature circles. Literature circles is a group of 4 to 5 people who read books, and what they read, they do a job on it. Well, I don't want to keep you waiting. To start, here's the first book.
Have you ever heard of Yellow Fever? If you like survival and major suspense, Fever 1793 would be a good book for you. Hi, my name is Elena, and I'm going to tell you about the exciting adventure in the book Fever 1793. In the small town of Philadelphia, a girl named Maddie Cook lives with her mother and grandfather in their own coffee house. Soon, a disastrous heat wave lays a terrible fever over the townsfolk, and no one is safe anymore. When her mother falls victim to the incredibly dangerous fever, Maddie and her grandfather head for the country to escape the deadly fever. Will her mother live? Will she and her grandfather survive? You'll have to read this exciting book to find out. On a scale from 1 to 10, our group rated this book a 9 because it was a wonderful book, and it was so suspenseful, and it kept us on the edge of our seats. We would recommend this book to everyone. Hope you enjoy reading this fantastic book.
Hi, my name is Sam. Do you like adventure? If so, then you might like the book the Purple Group chose to read, Bud Nut Buddy. Bud Nut Buddy is about a boy named Bud who searches for his lost kin. On his journey, he meets and loses important people. Before, Bud lived in an orphanage and was sent to another family that tortured him. He ran away and started his journey. On a scale of 1 to 10, our group would rate this book a 9.5. We rated this book a 9.5 because we like adventure books. It was a great book to read.
Do you like adventure books? If so, this book is for you. Hi, my name is Jojo, and I'll introduce you to an awesome book called The Chancel Saga. It all began with Mark, when one day he was hiking in a warm desert. He fell into a blue light, and it sent him to a different world. Along his journey, he finds a monkey bear that he names Willie. He meets good tribes and bad tribes. Will he survive? Will he go back to Earth? Read Chancel Saga today. The author is Gary Paulson. Our group rated this book 9 out of 10.
Hi, I'm Ethan, and I'm from the Green Group. The Green Group read many books, but we all agreed the best was Soldier's Heart by Gary Paulson. Soldier's Heart is about Charlie Goddard, who was a 15-year-old boy who wanted to join the 1st Minnesota Volunteers. The 1st Minnesota Volunteers were a group of soldiers who fought for the Union side during the Civil War. He faced many dangers during the war. Although it may seem like an adventure to him, but numerous things happened that it wasn't as fun as he thought it would. If the Green Group rated this book, we would rate it a 10. This is a great adventure book, full of history and war. I would recommend this book to anyone interested in war and history.
Do you like mystery books with lots of action? Well, then Found is the perfect book for you. Hi, my name is Gabby, and I'll be telling you about one of the greatest books ever made by Margaret Peterson Haddix. Found is a book about an adopted boy named Jonah who starts getting strange letters. One of the letters said, "You are one of the missing." What does that mean? Read the book to find out what it means. We like this book because it is a mystery book. Our favorite part of the book was when Jonah got strange letters that would change his life forever. Margaret Peterson Haddix is also the author of Among the Hidden and a lot of other great books.
Hi, my name is Jonathan, and I will tell you about Where the Red Fern Grows. In this story, Where the Red Fern Grows, a boy named Billy lived in a country and he wanted two hound dogs. So he saved his money and earned some money by helping people, and he saved the money for 2 years. Then he gets enough money to buy two little red hounds. He named them Little Ann and Old Dan. Billy trained his pups, so they got better and better at coon hunting. There is a lot of suspense and adventure that Billy and his dogs have been through. The book is very good to read. In the book, it will make you cry and make you laugh. The book very funny to read.
Hi, this is Mr. Coley, and I'm going to introduce the next book. Connor is going to review this book. The book is called Tunnels by Roderick Gordon and Brian Williams, and I'm introducing it because unfortunately the very beginning of his recording got erased. And the book is called Tunnels, and the main character, his name is Will Burroughs, and here's Connor to tell you the rest.
His main hobby is excavating artifacts, digging up tunnels, and exploring underground. Will's dad, Dr. Burroughs, starts acting strange. Suddenly, his dad disappears. Then, while Will is searching for clues about his father's disappearance, he discovers a hidden door that will change his life forever. Our literature circle group rated this book a 9.5 out of 10. This book is packed with action, adventure, and lots of dirt. This book is the first out of four, and two more coming soon.
Well, you heard what seven books are about. Know what to read, or you want to read all? Well, that's it for this last ColeyCast of the year. Bye!